I think before I get into it, I want us to pray a quick prayer topic. Amen. The Bible says God looked for a man who would stand in the gap. Are you that man? Are you that woman? You don't sound like you are that man or that woman. Are you that man? Are you that woman who will stand in the gap? She's that man. She's that woman. I saw something during the week and I just want us to quickly pray about it. I saw somebody from this church being accused for something they did not do. Hallelujah. And the way it was so bad that the police were chasing that person. So I want us to stand in the gap. And I want us to intercede that any conspiracy, you know what's a conspiracy? If people will have meetings against somebody else, they are conspiring evil against that individual. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I want us to pray that any conspiracy that is being hitched will fail miserably. That's the first thing I want us to pray. We curse it from the roots. In Jesus' name. Then the second thing I want us to pray. David said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. May God raise the person whom they are. Can you please help me? What's going on? May God, I forgot what I wanted to say. May God raise the person whom they are conspiring against, that the person will rise in front of their eyes. The angrier they become, the higher the person goes. The more they conspire, the higher the person goes. In the name of Jesus. Rise to your feet and begin to pray. Lerima sundramantre kesobra kabashanda kaya. Rabaka parabusu ma akazinda yando. Palketa pariandriba santarabala manduro taraba. Pray, somebody. Pray, pray, pray. We are standing in the gap. The enemy is concocting something. We curse it from the roots. We program it to fail. May those who are conspiring against God's children miserably fail in their plans, in their attempts. May they be embarrassed. May God be the shadow of our wings. May He be the apple of our eyes. Arise, O Jehovah, and let your enemies be scattered. Let them that hate thee flee from your presence. As the wind bloweth away the chaff, let the winds of God blow against them in the name of Jesus. As the fire melteth the wax, let the fire, the consuming fire of the Most High, be released against them and consume every trap that they have planned against your children. Pray, somebody, lift up your voice. And as David said, that thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies, my king, I ask, raise whomever they have conspired against, so that, Lord, he or she will rise in front of their eyes. Rezando rebos, yanderebe kembriande rebos. Rabadabarianda rabarabarabarande rebos. Repaka parabas yanterebo coprondoro. Repanderebos yanterebe kapariande. Raza daka 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 dekeria. Raza deka barian terebo son toroboshia. Rapa papa paraba san terebe kataya. Rapa papa paraba san terebe datata. Rapa papa paraba san terebe. Rapa papa bria praberebosia. Rapa papa paraba sa prabo tu kodo dodo. Rapa papa paraba sa prabaraba. Rapa papa paya kodo. I can't hear you, somebody. Lift up your voice and pray. Rapa to korosia. Reza paraba sia prandere. Rapa to kopro koto koro poriata. Rapa to poria panterebe. Raza da 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 da. Rapa to. We break every plan. We destroy it in the name of Jesus. Anything that our Heavenly Father has not planted, we have rooted in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And the church will say a loud amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Praise and worship, come back quickly. I want us to sing, My Hallelujah Belongs to Church. You may be seated. I prophesy in the name of Jesus Christ. Nobody here will be arrested. Can I hear an amen, please? You know, the way that I say some of the things I say, I don't mention names and people, right? Amen. So when you pray or when you say amen, you must pray and say amen as though I'm talking about you. Because I didn't say who it is. What if it is you? And you are saying amen like you are saying amen for something you don't know. Are you listening to me? Just hold on a little bit. Prayer is powerful. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man, it availeth much. You understand? What the natural eye sees and what the spiritual eye sees sometimes is almost opposite. Sometimes things may look extremely well from the natural perspective. But from the spiritual perspective, it may totally be different. You don't know what the enemy is conspiring. So when we pray, pray. Amen. When the word is released, receive it properly. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I say it again, I prophesy. Nobody here will go to jail in Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus.
You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. My hallelujah, say, my hallelujah belongs to you. Hallelujah, my hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it, say, you deserve it, say, you deserve it, 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 say, you deserve it. Belongs to you. My hallelujah. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it, Lord. You deserve it. My hallelujah belongs to you. Say, my hallelujah belongs to you. Oh, my hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah.
Put your hands together for Jesus, for Jesus, for Jesus. Thank you, praise and worship. God bless you.
You deserve.
Hallelujah. I want you to open your Bibles to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 14. And verse 10.
Nivula ma Bible in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 10.
As I was standing there, I understood the scripture in a different light today. I just want to quickly share it with you. Are you there? 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 10. Are we there? The Bible says, there are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. I'll read it one more time. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. Hallelujah. Let's quickly read one more scripture. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. Rather, let's take it from verse 18. Ephesians chapter 5, from verse 18. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. Are you there? The Bible says, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Someone say, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, the Bible says there are so many voices. And the Bible says none of them are without signification. In other words, all of them have some importance. Brothers, please come here. I just want the three of you. I think it will make sense if I demonstrate it. Just stand facing the congregation. What voices speak in your life? The voice of God. Who's the voice of God here? So he's the voice of God. What other voice? Friends. Who's friends here? Yeah, friends. So will he be family? Hey! Do you want to be friends, family, or the devil? Yeah, family. Oh, sorry, this is friends, this is God. Give us the devil also. Someone please be the devil. We are acting, acting. Thank you. Put your hands together. Hallelujah. Do we have enough voices? Am I missing a voice? We've got God. We've got friends. We've got family. We've got the devil. Social. Yes, that's a good one. Can someone be social media quickly?
Also about social media.
Amen. Now, the Bible says there are so many voices. I mean, if you could name all of them, the whole church will be here, do you see? And none of them are without signification. Lord, even that one. They have some level of importance. Do you understand? Which means that you need to hear all these voices in your life. The Bible didn't say all the voices except. Let's stick to the Bible. Hallelujah. To some degree, all these voices have some kind of importance. I listen to what I'm saying. You guys are so stuck on the voice of the devil. You're not allowing me to go on. Let me give you an example. You cannot go to your next level unless you are tested. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You can never rise unless you are tested. When Job was blessed with double everything, it was after this one was released. So all of them have some kind of importance. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Can I continue now? Are you? Now, the problem comes when you overdose on any one voice except for this one. Many people overdose on the voice of, who are you again? Friends. Do you understand overdose?
You understand overdose.
To the point that you don't listen to any other voice. It's a problem. Many people overdose on the voice of family. And are drunk and under the influence of the voice of family. It's a problem. And so on and so forth. You can see. Do you understand? Now the Bible says that do not be drunk with wine, where is an excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. In other words, this one you are even allowed to be drunk in it. You can even overdose on this one. The importance of this voice, it brings balance to your life. When you don't have that voice, you will overdose on other voices. And it will lead you astray. Your friends have some relevance of importance. But if you overdose on them, you'll have a problem. And so on and so forth. Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Yes.
Receive wisdom today in Jesus' name. Put your hands together for... Oh, please put your hands together well. Yesterday I was sent somewhere to do some work. And one of the things I noticed is what I'm talking about here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please take her outside quickly.
You'll come back when she's calmed down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why I recognize this thing that if you listen to one voice too much,
it
can be a problem. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We are talking about backsliding.
Sikhuluma ngokuhlehla nyovane.
Ukuhlehla no, eh?
Hlehlela nyovane.
Hey,
hlehlele emumva.
Yeah, isiZulu lesi. Esakuphi? Esakuphi lesiZulu?
Esasolundi.
Esasolundi. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if you would remember, last week I began talking about this. And I said, as I'm beginning to teach about backsliding, I'm not doing it with an intent to make you feel bad. But rather, I'm doing it with the intent to encourage you to rise to where you are supposed to be and to stay there. Are you listening to me? If you remember, I told you that from God's perspective, when He looks at you and me, He wants to see fire. He wants to see what? Fire. And I explained to you, I think I took you to Daniel chapter 12, verse 3, somewhere there, where the Bible says, those who win many to righteousness will shine as stars forever. And I told you that a star is a ball of fire. So God expects you to be on fire. God expects you to have fire. Your amens have no fire. So someone, or let me rather put it this way. As a Christian, you must be aflamed with fire. In Psalms
104, verse 4,
he says he makes his ministers a flaming fire. Like, how do you say, like, umlilo mawushisa kakhulu? Is there a way to say it?
Ilangabi lomlilo.
Yeah, he wants us to be that. Say it again.
Ilangabi lomlilo.
Hallelujah. But as we walk with God, there are times where we are a flaming fire. And there are times where our fire is almost about to switch off. So these two different pictures. Flaming fire is where we're supposed to be. Fire about to switch off. In English we say where the fire is smoldering. That is the state of backsliding. Because your fire is not burning at the heat that it's supposed to be. I listen to what I'm saying. So, I want you to evaluate your fire as I am preaching. And once you have gazed where you are, you must know that, okay, I'm here. And I need to be there. I listen to what I'm saying. My job is to encourage you to be on that journey where your fire is burning at its strength. Hallelujah. And so I explain to you what is fire in the context of what I'm preaching? It is passion.
Zeal.
Ukulangazela.
Hunger.
Indlala.
Thirst.
Ukulanga.
Desire.
Ukufuna.
That is fire.
Umlilo.
And so I began to tell you,
ngiqalile ukukutshela,
where God expects your fire to be burning the most.
Unkulunkulu ufuna ilanga lakho libe kuphi?
And we spoke about that. You have to have a passionate love for God.
Sikhulumile ukuthi kumele sibe nogqozi lokuthanda uNkulunkulu.
And I compared it to when you first fell in love.
Ningize ngaqalekisa ngokuqala uthando.
With Johnny Bravo.
No Johnny.
I know you won't say amen, it's okay.
Ngeke usho ukuthi amen, kulungile.
You've forgotten.
Ulibele.
Before happiness, when your Johnny Bravo, whoever he is,
ambuba ujoni nalaphe khona.
When you're in love, your eyes are
busemathandweni.
You know the cartoons, the eyes even become big. Sakho
yabona icartoon.
You couldn't sleep.
Awulali.
Someone say hey. Oh brother Johnny, Johnny Bravo.
Hey puto Johnny.
I'm sure that those days
ngiqinisile ukuba ngalezo nsuku.
When he said kuphelon regele chapis.
Maye thangthangala chapis.
You would even forget that you are not carrying money.
Awukhohlwa nokuthi uphethe imali.
Uzojika store, hey kilibethi chalet.
Ubuya store uthi ukhohlwa imali.
Go back.
Ubuya
and run again for chapis.
Into ubuyele for chapis.
That's when your love was fresh.
Ilapho uthando lulusha.
Now when he says chapis,
manje mayethi chapis.
I haven't even said anything.
Akazange ngisho lutho.
Hey. The passion is not the same.
Ugqozi yalusafana.
There's still love.
Lusekhona uthando.
But the passion,
kodwa ugqozi.
It's not a flaming fire.
Alusavuthi njengelangabi.
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yezwakala ubangithini.
Tell a neighbor, I know you love God.
Tshela umakhelwane ukuthi ngiyazi uyamthanda uNkulunkulu.
But is your love passionate?
Kodwa uthando lakho lugqozi na.
Is your love flaming?
Liyavutha na.
In the book of Revelations, I think it's chapter 3 verse 16. Someone check me quickly. Revelations chapter 3 verse 16. If you are there, just read it to me. Just read with your voice. No, that's not what I want. Where's the scripture that says that you have forsaken your first love? Somewhere in Revelations. I forgot the chapter and the verse. And verse 4, what does it say? You have left your first love. The Lord was complaining that your love for me is no longer passionate.
Uthando alusenalo amandla.
Over time you have gotten other loves.
So
if you can just remember my earlier demonstration, there was God, there was friends, family, devil,
Satan,
social media. We can add
music.
We can add money, bosses, work. So over time, we develop other loves.
Senza olunye uthando.
Are you still here? You've gone home.
Nisekhona noma nisekhaya.
To the point that the passion of God for the love of God
okufika lapho kuthena ugqozi likaThanda uNkulunkulu
decreases
luyehla
and decreases
luyehle
that it's even hardly has a flame.
Kube nzima ngisho umlilo.
So when that passion disappears, we began a journey of backsliding. When you realize that your passion is not alive anymore, it's a red flag. And you must correct it. And there is nobody who can correct it for you. You're the only one who can correct it. When you first fell in love with God, you could do anything for Him. Anything. You are passionate for Him. Passionately in love, I mean. But now,
God, manje,
God is a distraction. In your plans, in your desires, in your what have you. The passion is gone. But it must come back. Songs of Solomon chapter 8 and verse 6. Read it for me quickly. Songs of Solomon chapter 8 and verse 6. Verse 6 and verse 7. Anyone can read, the one who gets there fastest. Yes. Mm-hmm. Close your heart to every love but mine. Hold no one in your arms but me. Yes. Love is as powerful as death. Passion is as strong as death itself. It bursts into flame and burns like a raging fire. Water cannot what? Put it out. No flood can drown it. Only up to verse 7. You're still in verse 7. Yeah? If anyone tries to buy love with wealth, contempt is all they will get. But how come your love, they can buy it? Your love for God. It can be replaced by Susan. It can be replaced by a job. It can be replaced by money. So God wants your love to be so passionately, or passionate rather, to the point that nothing can drown it. Always flaming. Burning at its brightest at all times. Hallelujah. Tell a neighbor, say, neighbor, my fire is coming back. I can't hear you say, my fire is coming back. I can't hear you say, my fire is coming back.
Yeah.
Sometimes your job can be water. Job is a good thing, okay? Don't go home and say, hey, nah, pastor said I must leave my job. Sometimes relationships can be water. And so on and so forth. You must be careful. Somebody was telling me, Sihle, yini jogo.
Ijogo.
Yeah.
Ijogo nje ijogo.
Can you explain it to me?
Ijogo ngazi ilokhu okufakwa la enkabini emayilima. Ziyakwa khona ukuthi zidonse. Ijoga.
So he's saying that it's something that you put in a cow, on a cow. the farming cows. And then they'll be pulling. And somebody was saying to me, that mfanam, wonke umuntu nejoko. Translate. Or I must say it in English. Everybody was, the person was talking to me and said, my boy. Yesterday I was with my family. So he said, my boy, everybody has their own weight.
Yes.
Their own yoke.
Yes. One could not joke.
But the funny thing is that we were talking about marriage.
Sikhuluma ngomshado.
And the person was basically saying, without saying, that his marriage is a weight. It's a heavy weight for him. That if he could change, go back in time, he might have done things differently.
Hey.
My God, my God, my God. I forgot why I was telling you this story. I'm trying to remember it. It's gone. Do you remember what I said before I talked about the jogo? Hallelujah.
Amen.
I forgot where I was going. But at times,
God has cut
the issues of life. Can water down your fire. You understand? Please don't allow any person who has done great things for God and any person who successfully loves God throughout their lifetime, they are not exempt from the problems you have. The same problem you have, they also have. The same time you have, they also have. They also have family members who are a bit... I listen to what I'm saying. The difference between some of these people and some of us is that even though they are going through the difficult things of life, they don't allow the passionate love of God to go down. And sometimes what we do is that as we go through life, the issues of life water down the passion that we have for God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I remember why I was telling you that story. Hallelujah. Especially you young people here. Sometimes the decisions that we make.
Sometimes in women it tatai.
Are you understanding?
Yes.
Like, when it comes to marriage, it's not just, oh, I'm in love.
I would just in your tanda.
Habulela. When he just talks, I feel brr.
My kuluma ngizofu.
The journey is long.
Indlela inde.
So sometimes we just jump into these relationships.
Kwesinye isikhathi sivele sigxumele khona.
Without analyzing
ngaphandle kokubheka.
Whether this person loves God or not.
Noma lo muntu uyamthanda uNkulunkulu noma akamthandi.
Hey, man, the amens are so soft.
Oh, amen, abaseko.
I think I must try and preach this thing.
Athi ngizama ukuza ngapha.
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Ngiyaqonda ukuba ngithini.
Some of you, I wish I could slap you. I wish Jesus will allow me.
Abanye ngifisa ngathi uNkulunkulu ngathi angishaye.
Just to slap you so that you wake up.
Njengempama khona uzovuka.
Some of you, why am I saying all this? But some of you, the people you are in love with, they are toxic. Toxic.
Wow.
But my biggest cry is your love for God.
I see the most, but what I know is Tando Nkulunkulu.
When it starts fighting that passionate love for God, that's where I get concerned the most. I listening to what I'm saying? So make sure that when the love is new and fresh, in fact, the advice I would give you as your pastor, if you are not married, okay? And in the dictionary, a single person is someone who's not married. Pastor, but I've been in a relationship for 15 years. I understand, but the dictionary,
it
says someone who is single is not married. You know, these amens, they keep going down.
Oh, amen.
Brothers, will you say amen for me, please?
Amen.
Don't come with your own definition. Can
you?
So for as long as you are single,
God,
are you understanding what I'm saying? Make sure that person is the right person. And that person will not quench your fire for your God. Because some of the people that you have entangled yourself with, they are not just endangering your love for God, but they're endangering your education. They're endangering your future. So many things. And sometimes the red flags, It's so big. That anyone can see it. Even the people who are not looking, they can see the red flag. But you don't see it. All of us can see the red flag, but you don't see it. Why don't you see it? You know, when I'm preaching, I'm not preaching about anyone, okay? I'm just sharing the word of God, okay? Don't be angry with me. If you are burning you, it's not me trying to burn you with my words. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody? Forgive me for what I'm about to say. But I say it out of love. One of the things I've noticed in our mafias, which I feel that is a giant of the area. Are you understanding what I'm saying? I have not met one woman.
One.
If you know one, come and tell me after church, okay? I've not met one woman. How do I say this? One woman who has had children in wedlock. Everyone I have met, they have children first and then marry later. I've not met one. I've been in mafias for some years now. Who got married first and then had children later. Yeah. If I'm wrong, please come and tell me after church. I will correct my statement next week. the decision making.
Ngoba inqoma bayithathayo.
Lord, why am I saying this thing?
Nkulunkulu bengithinta.
And you will find.
Nawe uzothola.
No. Number 2.
Okwesibili.
Please, I'm not preaching about anyone, okay? If you don't like what I'm saying, just close your ears.
And
you'll open it later when I talk. Hallelujah. No. Number 2. Number 3. Huh? Look, I love you, okay? I love you very much. And I want your life, or rather, I want you to do well in life. You understand? Some people don't realize how much we love them. There are some decisions in life that are extremely difficult to make. But for the sake of your life, you have to make them. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Your future is very important. Your relationship with God is very important. Please don't trade that cheaply. Don't trade with it cheaply. Many things, when you do them now, they feel good. They feel nice. But just allow time to progress. The same thing that felt good at some point is the thing that will be making you cry later. Some of you may be young, but you better have the mind of an adult quickly. Otherwise, you'll cry tomorrow. I understand what I'm saying. There's so many things I wish I could tell you. But some of you, I see that you are in a verge of making mistakes. And some of you keep making mistake after mistake after mistake. And I wish I could tell you. But sometimes, when you are so drunken by the voice that is speaking to you, no matter what other voice may speak to you, you can't hear. But I pray that the Spirit is ministering to you as I'm speaking. Please be jealous with your life. You are very important. You are very important. If somebody would leave heaven to come and die for you, that should tell you that you are valuable. Don't allow anybody to play with your life. And you also don't play with your life. We want to see the glory that is in you. Don't allow it to be suppressed by foolish relationships, by foolish people around you. Just to enjoy life for a short time and suffer for the rest of your life. It's foolishness. Love yourself more than that. Because you are valuable to Jesus. If I would risk my life for somebody, it would hurt me if I see that person going through the same things that I had risked my life so that they would avoid. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So I spoke about love. Last week I spoke about the word of God. Come to John chapter 2, verse 16.
Good John chapter 2, verse 16.
Am I saying something? Amen. Okay. Get a mic and read for me, please. John chapter 2. I think I said verse 16 and verse 17.
John chapter 2 verse 16. The Bible reads.
Before you read, the Bible says wisdom is justified by her children. I've said this before in this church, I want to say it again. Wisdom is justified. The word justified means proved to be correct. You understand? Wisdom is justified by her children. In other words, it's the children of wisdom. In other words, the outcomes of certain decisions that you make will prove your wisdom. So wisdom is not, normally it is not seen in the beginning. It's only through the process of time where wisdom will be seen or noticed. At times, because you are making certain decisions, you may not look relevant to people. Because you're not driving a fancy car, because you don't live in a fancy house, because you just look like a nobody. In fact, they can say, and you think, and they ignore you. And they talk to somebody, and what they are saying, you could have helped them. But they overlooked you because they judged you because of where you are currently. Are you understanding what I'm saying? I want you to be wise. Most of the time, when you choose wisdom, it normally hurts. It's normally painful. It's normally a hard road. It's like you are climbing a mountain. But just stick with it. Over the process of time, I don't know how long it may be. But when you look around, you realize that you are far above everybody else. There was a man of God called Reinhard Bonnke. When he was young, he's German. He grew up in Germany. Germans are known for engineering. That's why most of us here, if I can ask you what's your dream car, is normally would be a German car. Normally. Because of what they are known for. Now, when this man of God was growing up in his life, maths was dribbling him. Mathematics. Was hurting him big time. Now, he was telling this story and he was saying that if you don't know maths in Germany, you are a zero.
Zero.
You are pathetic.
Lot.
You are useless.
Useless.
And so his father was a pastor. This is a pastor. And one day Ranat Bonke had a vision. And he saw himself holding bread and giving people bread. And the people were so many, they looked like an ocean. And the Lord said to him, "You'll preach to my people in Africa." So he went and told his father that I had this dream. And the voice said, "I'll preach to people in Africa." And his father said, "No, no, not you. Your brother. He will take over me when I die." Why? Because his brother knew maths. But by the grace of God, he stuck with it. And he eventually preached in some of the biggest crusades in the world. Here in Africa. Many years later, he had gone back home. And him and his brothers and sisters were having dinner. Now the brothers and sisters had become engineers, had become whatever. And the brother whom the father said, "This one will be a priest after me." He didn't even become a pastor. And that brother said that out of all of us here, you are the only one, pointing at Ranat Bonke, said you are the only one who has done something with your life. You see, it's years later that they recognized that he was wiser than all of them. That's how wisdom is. You understand? There are certain decisions you have to make now for the benefit of your tomorrow. And I promise you, if you are doing the right thing, it's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. You will cry tears. You may suffer. But for the sake of your tomorrow, rather go through that journey now. Am I talking to somebody? My message is messed up now. I don't know what to say anymore. Hallelujah. But I felt to say some of the things I've said. Is somebody receiving wisdom today? Please understand that I'm saying what I'm saying out of love for you and for your future. Are you listening to me, somebody? May God restore and revive your love for him. To be passionately in love for God doesn't mean you must be a screamer. No. Are you understanding what I'm saying? But we see your passion in your decision taking. How you spend your days. That will reveal how passionately in love you are for him. It's not about acting. Anybody can act. But when it comes to making decisions, God, how does this decision impact on my love for God.
Lesi sinqumo senza mehluko muphi kimi noNkulunkulu.
Are you understanding?
Yeah.
Shake your neighbor, say, receive wisdom. Receive wisdom. Receive wisdom.
Mokela ukuhlakanipha.
Please shake them. I want you to shake them awake. Receive wisdom, please.
Receive wisdom.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can I hear a louder amen?
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Have you noticed that God spoils my messages a lot lately? But I like it. As long as someone's life has been changed. Hallelujah. Okay, if I say more, I will spoil what God has done. Let's rise to our feet. And let's celebrate God one more time. Praise and worship come. Keep the atmosphere, don't change it. Just talk to God for a few minutes as they are getting ready. Okay, pause, sorry. Who here?
Lana.
You feel like I was talking to you? Come quickly. I want to.
Uzwe ngathi bengikhuluma nawe, ngicela usondele.
Eh, I thought it would have been one or two.
Bengithi bene one noma babili.
From this group, is there someone who feels that I need to make a very big decision? From what I preached here.
Thatha isinqumo esikhulu.
Step one, I want to step a bit.
Okay.
Lift up your hands. My King, have mercy on your children. And I ask you that you will help them. Strengthen them. Strengthen their hearts. So that whatever it is that you are impressing in their hearts, they'll be able to do it. And I pray that once they have done it, if they do it, you will walk with them through the perhaps difficult journey that lies ahead. As I pray for them, I ask that you impart your spirit and that you will help them. Let the fresh presence of the living God enter their lives. Walk with them. Let the knowledge of God increase because of the steps they are about to take. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Malke Broza Nderebosia. My sister, please come back. Lift your hands. Holy Spirit, touch. Touch. Help this life. Help this life. May the Lord help you to make correct decisions over your life. In Jesus' name. Touch them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. What are you singing? You may be seated. Take out an offering while they get ready. Are you going to sing or you're not going to sing?
Nizocula noma ngeke ngicule.
Lift up your offering up high. Father, bless your children. Let the blessing of the Lord rain down upon their lives. Let the windows of heaven be opened. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. You may receive the offering. If you've got tithes or any special offering, please come quickly. If you need an envelope, you can just collect it from the ushers. Please also, you can take an envelope for next week or the week after. Hallelujah. I would prefer you to, when you are at home, you put whatever in your envelope and pray over it on your own. And then you come to church and put it in a basket, isn't it? All right. Lift up your hands. My King, I thank you for these lives that are bringing their tithes and their special offerings that they are bringing to you. Father, manifest yourself in their lives. Let their dreams come true, true. The dreams that are in line with your will. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you.